Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Democracy remains under threat in many parts of the world, noted President Joe Biden in his speech to the UN General Assembly this month. Our best tools to meet the challenges we face around the world, explained President Biden, is to show how democracy can deliver in ways that matter to people's lives.
The Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment addresses the enormous need and opportunity for infrastructure investment in low- and middle-income countries, particularly in Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. Through strategic, targeted public investments, we can unlock enormous amounts of private sector financing.
The G7 has pledged to provide $600 billion in infrastructure financing by 2027. Collective investments such as this benefit many countries and sectors. For example, the Lobito Corridor will expand across Africa from the western port of Angola to DRC to Zambia, boosting regional connectivity and strengthening commerce and food security in Africa. None of these partnerships are about containing China's activities around the world. They are about a positive vision for our shared future, noted President Biden.
When it comes to China, I want to be clear and consistent. We seek to responsibly manage the competition between our countries so it does not tip into conflict. I've said we are for de-risking, not decoupling with China. We will push back on aggression and intimidation and defend the rules of the road, from freedom of navigation to overflight to level economic playing field that have helped safeguard security and prosperity for decades. But we also stand ready to work together with China on issues where progress hinges on our common efforts.
The United States also will continue its efforts to reduce the global threat posed by weapons of mass destruction, said President Biden.
This year, we safely destroyed the last chemical munitions in the U.S. stockpile, fulfilling our commitment toward a world free of chemical weapons. And we condemn the DPRK's continued violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. But we are committed to diplomacy that will bring about the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We're working with our partners to address Iran's destabilizing activities that threaten regional and global security, and remain steadfast in our commitment that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon.
The United States will continue to pursue cooperation and partnerships through the United Nations. As President Biden said, this is the baseline for responsible global leadership.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.